Today we're going to talk about davening on an airplane. There was a story that ran in the New York Times last year, April 18th, 2008, about a passenger who was ejected from a plane because he was praying. A long-bearded, black-hatted, long black-coated passenger in the back of the plane was praying before takeoff, and they said everyone has to take their seats. And the stewardess came over to him and said, please take your seat. He ignored her, and he finished his prayer 2.5 minutes later, and he sat down, but by then they had already called security, and they threw him off the plane. And that obviously got a lot of people thinking about, you know, whether it's really a great idea for us to be davening Shemoneh Esrei on airplanes. A Chabad student who was interviewed by the New York Times said, yeah, I understand why he did that, because, you know, unless someone like holds a gun to your head, you're not allowed to move in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You know, the Mishnah says even if a snake is wrapped around your ankle, you don't move in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so you can't move, so I understand why he did that. That was the story that ran in the New York Times. It was not the finest moment for the Orthodox Jewish community. So the question, of course, is what is the appropriate thing to do when it comes to tefillah on an airplane? So the first thing we need to discuss is, can you daven sitting down as opposed to standing up? In order to discuss that issue, we first need to know why it is that we stand at all during davening. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Maseches Brachos that the purpose of Amida during tefillah is in order to enhance kavana. And Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say it more in terms of Amida versus Halicha instead of moving. But Mistama, one could say that when you stand up, you're able to focus better than when you're sitting down. And it could be that it's a din kavana that you want to see. You need to be standing still in one place in order to be able to concentrate. The Pnei Yeshua in Maseches Brachos suggests that the reason you stand during davening is that you have to appear physically ka'avda kamei mara. You have to appear like an eved in front of a master, and the way an eved appears in front of a master is by standing up at attention. So that's the way one must appear during davening. Leaning would therefore not be good, l'chora, according to that. If you're leaning, then you don't appear to be like an avda kamei mara. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi Ches, Siv Dalet, gives a third reason as to why we would stand during tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch says that everything we do in tefillah is meant to replicate the way we act when we bring karbanos, the way a kohen would act during the avodas karbanos. And he says, Uma umud dum yadavoda. We stand during davening to mimic the avoda. The Bach in Siman Tzadi Ches in Or HaChaim says that the dum yada avoda thing doesn't really explain so much why we stand. He says there's a much better reason why we stand. How do we learn that Avram Avinu davened? It says that Makom Asher Amad Sham Ein Amida El Tefillah, right? By Avram Avinu, the word used to describe his tefillah is Amida. So you see that Amida is a critical part of tefillah. So that's why you have to stand during davening. He says the thing about dum yada avoda, he says that's a source for why we keep our legs together, because raglayim regel yishara, you have by the Kohanim. But Amida is based on Avram Avinu's tefillah. Now the Gemara in Maseches Brachos discusses, in Dav Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara says if a person is rochev al chamar and he gives man tefillah, what should he do? If you're riding on a donkey and it comes time to daven, so the Gemara over there quotes the opinion of Rebbe, which we paskin like, and says, regardless of whether you have someone to watch your chamor for you or not, if you get off, you need not get off the donkey to daven. You could sit on the donkey and daven. And the Gemara says, we paskin like Rebbe. The Gemara discusses, what if you have a choice of davening in a way that you're going to be able to stand, but you won't be able to be samech gula l'tfilah, or sitting and doing smichas gula l'tfilah? The Gemara quotes a machlokas, which is better, which consideration should win. But clearly you see that there is such an idea that in a difficult circumstance, davening sitting down is not out of the question. That you could be yoshev, for instance, the traveler on the donkey can be yoshev when he davens. That's what the Gemara assumes. The Gemara seems to assume in Brachas Tav Lamed Amud Aleph that you sit when you're davening on a boat because the water is scary, so you could sit when you're davening on a boat. The Gemara seems to assume The Rashi says, "Biasusa demaya." If you're afraid to get up because it's scary, because it's shaky, so you could sit, you could daven while you're sitting down. Now but Rebbe again in the Gemara that we quoted, Rebbe holds that you always stay seated, and we paskin like Rebbe. And Tosus points out we paskin like Rebbe even if it's not a makom sakana. When you're traveling on the donkey, you can stay seated on the donkey. What's the logic for Rebbe? So Rashi explains. Because ein daito miyushavas alav shekasha alav ikov aderech, that getting off the donkey will make your trip longer, and therefore that's going to distract you. The fact that you know you're making your trip longer to make a pit stop, and therefore you're allowed to stay seated. Now that won't help us very much with the plane, because staying seated does not make your trip. I mean, standing up rather does not make your trip any longer on the plane, unless you're that guy who was standing up before takeoff and you're holding back 400 people from taking off. Then it makes your trip longer. But if you're in mid-flight, standing up certainly does not make your trip any longer. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say that it's just going to mess up your kavana. That while you're on the move and there are people all around, and you know, and it's just going to ruin your kavana. It's just to stand in the middle. It's just you're not going to be able to focus as well. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Sadi Dalet, Sifim Dalet and Hey, Shulchan Aruch says if you're riding on a donkey, ain't tzarich leiru l'spalel, you don't have to get off the davin, even if you have someone there to hold the donkey for you. Rather, you could be mispalel derech hilucho. And also, if you're on a boat or a wagon, if you're able to stand, he says, if you're on a boat or a wagon, which is different than a donkey, then you should stand. But if you're not able to stand, then at least davin sitting down. Now he doesn't explain what that means. That you're able or not able to. We'll have to see in a second. Then he says, you're sitting on a boat or a wagon. If you could stand at least for the krios, for the bowing, you should at least do that. So you can be korea mu'umad. And posea gimel psios. The Rama even quotes, unbelievably, says if you're riding on an animal and you want to take the psios, but you're not getting off the animal, make the animal go backward 3 steps and forward 3 steps. I don't know if he would say if you're in a car, throw it in reverse and go three steps back and 3 steps forward. Certainly don't try that on a plane. But there is this idea that even if you're going to daven while sitting down, that at the very least you should try to stand up for the krios. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siftes over there, Misha Huchrach L'spal Miyushav Kisha Yuchal Tzarech Lachzul L'spal Mu'umad. Shulchan Aruch says if you have to daven sitting down for whatever reason, you have to daven again later to make it up. Because it's not ideal, so you have to go make it up. Whenever you have an opportunity to stand, then daven again. Mishabura says we don't paskin that way. Mishabura says even though that's psak of the Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin that way. We don't daven a second time just because we daven the first time sitting down. So halacha lemaisa on an airplane, what should you do? Is that called a situation where you're able to stand or where you're not able to stand? So certainly, if you're going to cause a chil Hashem, you're going to disrupt people, you're going to bother people. The steward is going to ask you to sit down. And you're going to have to stop in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei to sit down. So obviously if she does ask you to sit down in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei and you're standing, you do sit down. But if you're going to have to get to that point, it's probably best to sit and not to stand when you daven. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Siman Chaf, HaMispalel Miyushav Baviron Eino Tzarech Lachzor L'Spalel. If you daven sitting down on a plane, you don't have to daven again later on. And he says, if you're going to be taru to stand, it's yoser tov leishev. It's better to sit when you daven on a plane. And lamot kodem akrios, just get up, you know, get up in your seat and just bow for the krios. You'll bang your head on the seat in front of you probably, unless you're sitting in first class. But you just do whatever you can. You try to stand a little bit, at least for the krios. That's what Rav Moshe writes. On April 16th, 2004, the Jerusalem Post reported that Rav Vosner issued a psak for El Al, that people should no longer be gathering together on planes to make minyanim, because it's disruptive, and therefore it's best for everyone to daven in their seats. That was the psak Rav Vosner sent to the president of El Al. To the shaila was submitted by Rav Avshalom Katzir, the rabbi of El Al, and Rav Vosner responded to the president, Amos Shapiro, saying that large numbers of passengers gathering together for davening is in one part of a plane is not permitted, and it should not be done. I would think the only exception would be is if the plane they actually set aside designated area, for people to go. They tell you, Gesundheit, we designated this area. I'm told they have some, they do that sometimes now. I couldn't believe it. I think on Nefesh B'Nefesh planes they do that. That makes sense. So if it's on a Nefesh B'Nefesh plane, everyone, there's no sleeping on a Nefesh B'Nefesh plane. Everyone is excited. We should all be zochah to be there one day and experience it. But it's, so they have a place where everyone goes to daven. So that's the only place I would tell you to daven with a minyan on a plane, if you're on a Nefesh B'Nefesh plane. Otherwise, I would never suggest to daven with a minyan on a plane. It's only going to be disruptive to everybody else. And all the Gedolei Yisrael said that way. No one said that you're supposed to daven with a minyan on a plane and disrupt everybody. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach also in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Shmini, Os Dalit, Hamispalol Bimatos, Bishas Hatisa, Yispalol Tfilah Shmon Esrei, Bi Yeshiva Al Makomo. When you're davening on a plane, daven sitting down in your place. Velo ba'amida b'ma'avarim, not standing in the aisles. Kivan sheyufra sham al yidei over m'shavim. You're going to be distracted by the people passing by all the time. And forget about you being distracted. You're going to be a big nuisance to everybody else. So certainly better to daven sitting down. Now, again, ideally, this does not mean that if you're driving in a car somewhere and you're like, I really need to get somewhere, I'd rather not wait and get up and stop and daven, because I would like to get to wherever I'm going, that you shouldn't stop. And you can just say, no, it's okay for me to sit in the car and daven. It's not okay to sit and daven normally. On a plane, you don't have any choice. You're going to be in the plane for the whole time of the Zman Tefillah. So you have no choice. If you ever have a choice to stop your car and go daven, so you should stop your car and go daven like a mensch. If you there were yeshiva bachrim in Eretz Yisrael that made a habit of davening on the bus on the way to yeshiva, not to take away time from the seder or from their sleep, right? So they would daven on the bus. Rosh Shlomo Zalman didn't like that at all. He was very upset by that, the idea of davening on the bus. He thought that was totally inappropriate. You shouldn't put yourself in that situation where you have to do it. In Ishei Yisrael, they quote that Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that if you are davening on a bus and you get to your bus stop, you're allowed to get off. Adrab, it's better to get off, because then you're not going to be moving anymore. Get off at your stop, go into a corner, and finish your tefillah. Right? Similarly, if you're on a plane and the stewardess asks you to stop, you stop. You can go and go to your seat to do that. You're not supposed to continue in that situation. Okay, but that's the long and short of it. I'll tell you that if you're on a plane, especially going to Eretz Yisrael, where you can have the entire Zman Tefillah Shachris is going to pass while you're on the plane, assuming you take a late night flight out of New York. So daven, the whole davening, fill in everything, in your seat. And don't bother anybody. No, it shouldn't be mafriya anybody when you daven in your seat. That's what I think is the standard. It's not just no chiddush. Standard recommendation, I think, of the Gedolei Yisrael is to do like that. Yeah.